Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and praise God for another opportunity to come and share with you in His Word. And in this evening, in a time of prayer on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, we give God all honor and we give Him all praise and adoration. We welcome His presence here with us tonight. And we thank God. We thank God also for you joining in to our listening audience, joining in with us tonight. Tonight we have a special program, praise God, that is planned, and which we are going to dedicate this hour, hallelujah, to prayer. Our nation and this world needs prayer. And we give God the praise and thank Him for the opportunity to just take time to be able to go to His throne of grace, to be able to communicate with Him. And in doing so, knowing that by the grace of God, prayer changes things. Hallelujah. So we welcome you. We welcome you to this Seasons of Purpose sweet hour of prayer, praise God. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, and under the leadership of Pastor and Bishop Kevin Jones as well. We give God all the praise and honor for them and all that is going on and the Word of God going forth and miracle signs and wonders through the ministries, not only Light of the World, but the ministries across this nation, because we thank God for God's people being about His mighty work. And we give God all the honor and glory for New Seasons Ministries and all that he is doing through our ministry as well. We count it a joy and a privilege, hallelujah, to be in service to the Heavenly Father. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord, praise God, with a song of praise. And then we will continue with our program for this evening. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I serve it.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
will be glory. Oh, yes, there will after this. No matter what the situation or the circumstance or whatever you may be going through, if you trust God, we know that there is victory on the other end of difficulty. Oh, yes, it is. And there will be glory. Hallelujah. After this, praise God. We're going to ask if our listening audience would join us as we in unison as we all together just bow our head and say the Lord's Prayer to start off this prayer session. And then we're going to have the order of prayer in this order. First, I will begin, and then Minister Hilton Britt will pray, and then Elder Maddie Green, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Pastor Victor Henderson, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, and then Pastor Jasper will close us out in prayer. And as you are praying, if you will begin by just pressing 1 on your dial pad when I call your name, I will go ahead and we will go ahead, praise God, before you pray and dispatch you into the studio. Let us all pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just come before you tonight, lifting you up, my Lord, giving you all praise and all honor and all glory and all adoration, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, tonight for your presence here with us, for your word tells us, Lord, that where there are 2 or 3 gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Your word tells us, Father God, that where there are 2 or more gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything, that, Lord God, and according to your will and according to your name, it is done. We thank God. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to come to you tonight in prayer, Lord, lifting up our concerns because we know, Lord God, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, that your word tells us, Father, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So Heavenly Father, we as your children tonight, Lord, we come before you petitioning, Lord God, you and for the healing of this nation, Lord God, for the healing of our families, Lord God, for the healing of our communities, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that prayer changes things, Lord. We know, Lord God, that there is no failure in you, Father God. We know, Lord God, Heavenly Father, that all we have to do is cast our cares on you, Father God. For you said that you careth for us, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord God, for those families, Lord, that have been impacted by these mass shootings, Father God. The shootings in Boulder, Colorado, Lord God. The shootings here in Atlanta, Georgia, Heavenly Father. Shootings that have taken place all over this nation, Lord God. We rebuke the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus comes against you. You have no place. You have no dominion. You have no authority. For our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, our God reigns supreme. And we thank you, Lord God. We pray for the ceasing, Lord God, of these mass shootings right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that Satan's devices and his tactics and his plans, Lord God, come to naught in the name of Jesus. We cast them back to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. For your word tells us, Father God, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Yes. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, Lord God. So we loose your peace, Lord God. We loose your love, Father God. Let your love reign among your people, Father God. Let them learn to love again, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Father, that love covers a multitude of sin, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you let your love reign supreme and your power, Lord God, reign supreme. Let your word go forth as never before, Lord God, bringing forth a revival, Lord God, in our land, Heavenly Father. For we know that your word says that it goes forth and it does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purpose to accomplish, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, for those that are dealing with sicknesses amongst us, Lord God. The Lord, your word tells us, Heavenly Father, that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, his precious shed blood, by his stripes we are healed in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we bind and we speak to sicknesses. We call out diabetes right now. And we call out cancer right now. And we call down heart disease and high blood pressure, Lord, right now. This, Lord God, and we call down mental health issues, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind them and speak death to them right now in the name of Jesus, that they have to release God's children, God's people, Lord God. For your word tells us that it's your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So we bind the hand of the enemy against your people, Lord God. We speak healing over their physical bodies, Lord God, from the crown of their head, Lord, to the soles of their feet. Right now, everybody that's dealing with a sickness in their body, Lord God, we pray, Lord, for every cell and every nerve, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint, every system of their body to line up right now according to the way that God created it to function. In Jesus' name, we speak healing over you, my brother. We speak healing over you, my sister, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We speak to families right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The divorce rate amongst those that are in the church is just as high almost as those that are in the world, and that should not be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we speak revival and restoration and coming together of every man and woman that's married right now in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, your divine order in the family, that man will take his rightful position as priest of his home, that woman, Lord God, will come alongside him as that helpmate, that the children will be in order, Lord God, where their families are concerned, Heavenly Father, that they will be obedient to their parents, Lord God. We speak godly order in the household, Lord God, because where the family is, our communities, Lord God, is built upon our families, Lord God. And if the family, Lord God, is lined up according to your will, then so will the community be, Father God. So will the community be. And if the community is lined up according to your will, so will that state, Lord God. And if the states are lined up according to your will, so will this nation, Father God. And then one day, Lord God, we will again be one nation under God, indivisible, Lord God, with liberty and justice, not for some, Father God, but for all, Heavenly Father. And in the name of Jesus, we speak to our criminal justice them to do as well, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for every continent, all seven continents on this planet, Lord God. We pray for them that revival, Lord God, takes place, Heavenly Father, and that there will be none that will not be able to have the opportunity, Lord, to be able to be introduced to Jesus Christ. Because you, Lord, are the only way. Through the Son is the only way to get to our Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, for salvation and revival across this land. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And we give you, Lord God, all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that is above every name, and that is in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Hilton Brett, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio for our next prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, my brother. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name this evening. We bless the name of Jesus, for it is the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, things in heaven above, of things in the earth below, and of things in the regions beneath the earth. I'm reading from Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets judgment so that she won't eventually wear with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what this unjust judge said. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen, for his elect, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? Lord Jesus, we know, O Lord, that you are not like the unjust judge, O God, but you are a Father, O Lord, who is faithful, who is true, who looks, O Lord, faithfully upon the least to the greatest of his sons and daughters, O Lord, and that you watch over your word in the lives of your people to perform it, Lord. But you have appointed a set time, O Lord, to manifest your word, to bring forth the promises, O God, to bring forth that which you have sown into the hearts and minds of your people. So we remember faithful Abraham, the father of faith, who you said that you would send Isaac into his life. It took him 25 years, but yet you manifested the promise. You were faithful to your word, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that in each of our lives, O God, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, O Lord, that we stand as a people of faith, O God. We are not a people of unbelief, Lord, but we are a people who know their God. And the people who know their God will be strong in exploits in the name of Jesus. And we stand upon your word, O Lord, because you have shown yourself faithful. You have shown yourself true. You have shown yourself, Lord. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of that which you have declared will fail, Lord. So now, Lord, we stand, O Lord, in faith for our nation, Lord Jesus. Lord, we live in a time of much ungodliness, Lord. We live in a time of unbelief when men have not the fear of God, Lord. We turn again, Lord, to have the reverential fear of you before our eyes and within our hearts. We humble ourselves, O God, before your face, Lord, and before your throne, that we bow the knee unto you, Lord. We bow the knee for our families, O God. We stand, O Lord, in the gap, and we make up the heads, Lord Jesus, around us, Lord, on the north, the south, and the east, and the west. We make up the heads, and we declare that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, Lord. And we turn away from every secret secret sin, Lord. We turn away, oh Lord, from all that would defile, all that would corrupt, all that would bring about wickedness in our hearts and minds, and we make a covenant with you, Lord Jesus. We make a covenant with our hearts, with our eyes, Lord, that we will put no wicked thing before us, Lord. But, Lord Jesus, that we will honor your holy word. We will esteem your word as more precious than silver and gold, Lord. For your word is that which sustains us, Lord. We will hunger again and thirst after your righteousness, Lord Jesus. You are the Prince of Righteousness, Lord. You are Jehovah Tishkenu, the Lord who is our righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, that you clothe your people in your righteousness and that we are clothed in that righteousness, Lord. And we stand in that position, Lord. And we declare your, Lord, your righteousness, O Lord, to a lost and a dying world, that they may see in us a contradiction to the love of this world, Lord. We love not this world, Lord. We love you, Lord, above any and all things, O God. And we draw near to you by your holy presence, by your Holy Spirit, by your holy word. We call down the powers of darkness. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realm, O God. And we call down, O Lord, the spirit of perversion, Lord Jesus. We call down in the name of Jesus, O Lord, the spirit of murder and corruption, Lord. Every lying devil, O God. Every seducing spirit and every doctrine of demons, Lord, which exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare, Lord, your lordship, O God, to flow forth, Lord, and to come down, Lord, from your holy throne like the mighty flood tides, O Lord, that are flowing in the river of life, Lord. May it flow forth to the north in the name of Jesus. May it flow forth to the south in the name of Jesus. May it flow forth to the east in the name of Jesus. May it flow forth to the west in the name of Jesus. And may it break down, Lord, every device of the devil that exalts itself against the name of the living Christ in Jesus' mighty name. And may your name be glorified in the Lord again in this nation, the Lord. And may the things, O Lord, that delight you, Lord, begin to delight again the hearts and minds of your people. We will have no other God but you, Lord. We cast down every idol, O God. We cast down every lie, spirit, and spirit of seduction in the name of Jesus. And again, we turn again unto you, the true and the living God. We pray, O Lord, again, that the hearts of the fathers will turn again to their sons and their daughters, O God. And the hearts of the sons and daughters will turn again unto the fathers, Lord. That the curse, O Lord, that divides families be broken in the name of Jesus. And that the peace and the glory of God manifested, O Lord, in the hearts and minds of your people, Lord, that we humble ourselves under the mighty name of Jesus and receive this great salvation, Lord, that you shed your blood, O Lord, to purchase for us, Lord, and we draw near to you, Lord Jesus. Give honor and glory to your name this day, Lord. May the name of the Lord be exalted in this nation again and again and again, and may it be exalted throughout this earth, Lord. Even as the waters will cover the sea, O Lord, may the name of the Lord be exalted. We magnify your name, Lord Jesus. We give honor and glory to your name. We thank you for this great salvation. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Show yourself mighty, show yourself strong in the hearts and minds of your people as we stand, O Lord, in faith, declaring your word, declaring your name to a lost and a dying world. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Hilton. Praise God. To God be all the glory. Amen. 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 Minister, I'm sorry, Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Elder Madison Green has not signed on yet, so we're going to go ahead and go to you, Elder Strayhorn. Elder Strayhorn, by the grace of God, hallelujah. We give God praise for you. Go right ahead, please. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, as we continue our prayers and supplications to you, Lord Jesus, we all this week, Lord, we have searched all over, but we couldn't find anybody, Lord. We looked high and low, but we couldn't find nobody greater than you, Jesus. So we come before you tonight, Lord, and we're asking for your protection, Jesus. We ask you for your protection of our families, Lord. We ask you to let no trouble fall on them, Jesus. Keep them away from accidents, Lord. Keep them away from gun violence, Father God. Lord, keep the coronavirus away from our families, Lord. Allow no evil influence to come into their hearts, Lord God. Cover them with our precious blood, Father God. Take charge over them so they do not strike their foot against the stone, Lord. May we be, trusting in man, Father God, but let us put our trust in you, Jesus. Lord, we always want to keep our trust in you, Lord, so we ask you to keep our family safe, Father God. Allow them to give you the glory, Lord. Allow them to give you the praise and honor that's due you, Lord. We ask you to give them peace of mind, Father God, so they may not worry about anything, Lord. We ask you to guard their hearts, Lord, that they may only display love, Lord, and not hate. Love, Lord, and not anger. Love, Father God, and not bitterness, Lord. We ask you for bitterness, Lord. Now, Father God, we ask for that continual healing power, Lord, that we continue to pray about tonight, Lord. We commit to you those of our families who have fallen sick, Lord. We believe that you are a healer, Lord. You are a great physician, Father God. We ask you to comfort our family members who are going through physical pain right now, Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord. Touch them with your healing hands, Lord. Send forth your word, Lord, and heal their diseases. For you said, Lord, that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and you saved them from their distress, Lord. You sent word, and you healed them, Father God, and you rescued them from the grave, Jesus. So let your power flow through every cell of their bodies, Lord. Loving Father God, we also ask you to heal the members of our family who are hurting emotionally, Lord. Sometimes people are not just hurting physically, Lord, but people are hurting emotionally, Father. And so we just ask you to touch them, Lord. We ask you to touch their afflictions, Lord. We ask you to take away their pains, Lord. Give them comfort, Jesus. We ask you to send down your peace that transcends understanding, Lord. Heal their hearts, Lord, which may be full of anger, hatred, and strife, and bitterness, Lord, and unforgiveness, Father. Clear their minds of any doubt and anxiety or depression, Lord. Renew them, Lord, and give them that peaceful spirit, Lord Jesus. Father God, you are our ultimate source of strength. And when we are weak, you are strong, Jesus. Lift us up when we are down. You renew our strength when we soar on wings like eagles. Thank you, Father God, for always raising us up with your mighty hands. How strong, Lord, are the bonds that are with our families that we depend on you, Lord.
That's
why we ask you to always be in the center of our family relationships, Lord. Enable our families to be as a cord, Lord, that cannot be broken, Lord. Let your spirit fill our hearts so we can love each other just as Christ has loved us, Lord. In our times of trials and troubles, Lord God, we look to you.
Lord.
And we ask you, Lord, that there are different challenges, and we just ask you, Father God, to be with them, Lord. Be with those challenges we face. And, Father God, we believe that nothing is impossible with you, Lord. We believe that you will always grant us the endurance to overcome any obstacle that may come our way. For you are a way maker, Lord. You are a miracle worker, Father God. You are a promise keeper, Lord. You're light in darkness, Lord. My God, that is who you are, Lord. That is who you promised us that you will be, Father God. So tonight we claim those promises, Father God. We walk in faith with those promises, Father God. You are our strength when we are weak. We are grateful, Lord, and we manifest and we praise your name, Lord, your power through our lives, Lord. These are what we pray for tonight, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we come to you with prayer for our land, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
You promised that you will be with your people. If your people, Lord, will humble themselves and seek you, Lord, you will hear and answer. And you even promised healing in our land, Father God. And our land needs healing, Lord, from this disunity, Lord, from this hatred, from this prejudice, from this idolatry, from this unrighteousness, Lord, from this violence, Lord. Or we look around and that's all we see is trouble, Lord. So we humble ourselves right now, Lord, and we seek your face, Lord. We ask you to grant us, Lord, the repentant spirit so that we may be instruments so you can usher in your spirit, Lord, and so you can bless this nation, Father God. For you said in your word, bless us the nation who God is the Lord, Father, and the people have chosen for his inheritance. So, Lord, tonight, please, in behalf of our nation, Lord, and we know that, Lord, you will continue to bless, Lord. We know that you will continue to shower down your mercies, Lord. Your word says, Lord, blessed is the one who God is. Is that Lord, Lord, and we just thank you, Father God, and we turn to you. Bring your people to repentance and let this nation be once again the one who you call, Lord, who calls you, Lord, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. Your word says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people, Lord. Righteousness exalts, Lord, not foul speech, not these boastful men up there talking, Lord, all these politicians, Father God, who present themselves as the solution for the world. But, Lord, you are the solution. Jesus is the answer for the world today, Father God. And so we call him. We call Jesus. We call his name. We lift him up. We praise his holy and righteous name, Father God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, so we call on you tonight. Shower down your spirit. Rest, rule, and abide in our hearts and our minds, Father God. And, Lord, as I end this prayer, Lord, let me not forget to thank you, Lord, for this season of Purpose Radio broadcast, Father, Lord. We ask you to continue to touch the ministers, Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord. Continue to touch, Lord, their ministry, Lord. Continue to grow, Father God, because they want to see people saved into your kingdom, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless them, Lord. Let it reach from the corners of North Carolina all the way to the corners of California, Father God. We just thank you on tonight, and we praise your holy and righteous name. Lord, we're not worthy, but we thank you, Lord. We need you, Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercies and your love. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Strayhorn. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Maddie Green, praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Elder Maddie Green, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead, my sister. Praise God.
Give honor and glory to God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to say thank you, God. The enemy desired to put a block there, but God showed me a way. And when you're going through, God will show you a way. He said in his word that he would never leave us comfortless, but he will come to us. For we know that our God is a healer. We know that our God is a deliverer because he has delivered us when we was in sin. But when we pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he will hear from heaven and forgive our sins. So we got to keep on praying. We can't give up even though the enemy is raging from the north, from the west, from the south. He's raging us in the White House. He may be raging up in your house, but God is the only one that can deliver us out of it all. But we must put our faith and trust in him. But we got to remember that God said he is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? So we got to know that we got to stand on the faith of God. We got to let go of everything of the world and yield to him and humble ourselves. We got these willing to give herself and surrender to us. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are asking you in the name of Jesus to send your comforter. Joy and bereavement right now, dear God. Give them beauty for ashes, dear God. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Those family and those who are going through in the community, they may be weathering the storm of nature right now. But we believe in the God. We believe in him and we're trusting in him. That people that got the love of God in their heart, within their spirit, will reach out and help somebody along the way. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, help us to keep on this battlefield for God, to not let go, not to give up, not to quit. But we pray in the name of Jesus for our governor. We pray in the name of Jesus for the president. We pray in the name of Jesus for the vice president. We pray in the name of Jesus for Congress. We pray for them to stand for the righteousness of God and let go of the wickedness. Lay aside and await the sin. So easy beset them. But stand on a solid ground of faith and fight a good fight of faith. They said good trouble. Fight for good trouble and not for bad. Oh, God, have mercy. God, we thank you for the ministry of Pastor Jasper Wire. We thank you for the ministry of every pastor, every teacher, every minister, every evangelist, and every prophet that's doing according to your will and your good pleasure. Keep them, Lord Jesus. Keep our community. And keep us praying ye one for another, love one another, and let go of hate. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise your name, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Elder
praise
Green.
Word.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Victor Henderson. Pastor Victor Henderson, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad.
Praise God.
And we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Pastor Victor Henderson, hallelujah,
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise
go right
your name, Father. Amen. We come tonight, amen. And quote a scripture tonight will be coming from Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God which all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that said, if I be lifted up, Father, you said you would draw all men unto yourself. Father, we come right now. We empty ourselves as an empty vessel before you right now. Father, we not knowing anything, but God, we clear our mind, body, and soul. God, we submit and commit our body to you right now. God, we intercede right now, go before the throne of grace. For Father, you said in your word, God, we know not what to pray for, but the Spirit will make intercession for us with groaning. So, Father, we intercede even with the spirit of our inner man right now to intercede with you right now to connect with heaven and to let everything that's in heaven come to earth. You said that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, God, we ask you to loose your Sequoia glory right now to come down to this earth right now. Father God, have there ever been a time that we need you, Father God? Father, we need you right now, God. Father, we have homes that's broken right now, God. We have communities that's broken right now. We have the church that's broken right now, God. But God, we know that you are the clay and that you are the one that's able to put everything back together again. So God, we ask that God, you like mighty hands of clay, oh God, to make us all over again. Father, we have come short of your glory. So, Father, we ask for your forgiveness right now, God. God, cleanse us and make us worthy to be called on your holy name, because you're truly worthy to be praised. And, oh God, we honor you tonight. And, Father, we just come and we bow to you right now, Father. If there ever been a time, God, that we need to bow, we call on you, Jesus. Father, you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we come right now. We intercede for this country right now. Father, you told us in your word to pray for those that are in authority over us.
We come. We pray for our leadership right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come and we pray for the president, the Congress, and every house of the representatives of this country. Father, you said in your word that the government is on your shoulder. Father, we come right now, God, realizing, God, that nothing that the politics or nobody can do without your control. So, Father, we come right now, God, that you touch their heart right now. Touch their mind right there. Touch their mindset right now, God. That it'll be changed, God. That it'll come into the knowledge of the truth and know that you are God. That you're God all by yourself. That you're still in control. That they're not above you, God. And God, we just thank you right now. Then, Father God, we pray for our leaders right now over every church in the house of God and everyone that represents your name, God. We come for them right now, God. We pray for them right now, God. In a weak body right now, you said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We pray right now, God, even right now for that spirit man to be regenerated, Father, that they'll be able to call on you, God, that they'll be able to seek your face, Lord. Oh, God, that they'll lay before you right now. Oh, God, that they'll call on you right now, God. Oh, God, we just praise you right now. Then, Father, we pray for homes right now. We pray for leadership, Lord God. We pray for the fathers right now. Fathers that are going through that can't make tough decisions right now. That back is against the wall. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now to have a clear mind. Oh, God, to be able to seek your face. Father, you say, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. You say, all these things will be added. So, God, we have to clear this right now for every man. Father God, we pray for the woman of the house right now, God. Oh, God, they have a deeper, stronger task, Lord God. They have the children to deal with. They have the family to deal with. Cook, clean, work, do it all, Father God. But, God, we ask you to strengthen them right now, even in the midst of them praying for us when we can't even pray for ourselves. Father God, we ask that, God, you intercede for them right now. Strengthen them where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for them right now. Oh, God, we even pray for our children right now, God, that goes into this world, God, go into a straight, God. Don't know when they're going to next turn going to be, God. We come against it right now. Every attack of the enemy, we find you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we even pray right now for the people, Lord God, that have been shot in these places that we've been called out tonight. Oh, God, we come against the shooter right now. We come against his mind right now. Lord, you said let his mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, we take over his mind. We take over his spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare that he is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those families right now that going through, don't know which way to turn. That faith in the new homes and everything here, God, strengthen them right now. Lord, you said the strong by the infirmity of the weak. We come against them right now, and we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare right now. Father, we pray right now, God, for these family, Lord, the hurricanes hit right now, that they lost everything, God. Oh, God, we just thankful. You said in all things, you said give thanks. Lord, we thank you for our home. We thank you for everything you done for us. But God, these people lost everything, God. They don't know which way to turn. But God, let them know they seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And your righteousness, God. Lord, you said all these things will be added unto you. You said what profit a man to gain the world and die and lose his soul. Oh, God, we pray, God, that they seek you, God. If there ever been a time we need to seek you, God, it's right now, God. God, we pray right now. Even God, right now. God, we pray for this broadcast, Lord. God, we thank you for everything that they're doing, God. Everything that they're putting their hearts, you're laying on their hearts to do. Father, we ask, God, you just give them long and traveling grace for us, God. God, we just thank you right now, God. God, we pray for our homes, Lord. We pray for our homes right now, God. Oh, God, we just ask you to intercede for our own home right now. Oh, God, our home is going through. God, we need you right now. If there ever been a time we need you, God, we need you now. God, you said all we had to call on you, God. God, you would answer, Lord. So, God, we ask you to come right now. God, intercede in our home, God. God, we need you to come right now. God, not only that, but God, come into our churches, Lord. Oh, God, help us right now, God. Oh, God, whatever is showing themselves as a body, God. Lord, let your presence remain there, Lord. Oh, God, that the power of God will cause change in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for every soul right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, is not saved right now, not sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we declare right now that they will be saved. Lord, it is so because you said it in your word, God. We thank you right now. We declare. we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we even pray with our leaders over us, God. Lord, keep them and hold them right now. Keep them and hold them right now, God. Lord, the one that intercedes for us, God. Oh, God, keep them and hold them right now. Lord, in the hollow of your hand, God. God, we'll be so careful, God, to give your name all the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise. It's in your servant, in your son's name. This is your servant prayer. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Victor.
Praise
God. Amen.
Praise
God.
God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchins. Praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Go ahead, my sister. Praise God.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture reference I'll be using tonight is in Psalms chapter 4. I'm sorry, chapter 5. And I'm going to read 1 through 3. And it states as such, "Listen to my words, O Lord. Give heed to my sighing and groaning. Hear the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. In the morning you hear my voice. O Lord, in the morning I prepare a prayer, a sacrifice for you, and watch and wait for you to speak to my heart." Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a song, "Speak to My Heart." Huh, Lord Jesus. Give me the words to encourage me. So, God, we ask tonight that you would just be with us, God. Speak with us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give us the words, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we come to you, God, early in the morning and late at night, God, you said in your word that we should pray always. Pray without ceasing, God. So we're praying on tonight, for the world needs the prayer. Hallelujah. Of the righteous. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, you're so worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that's due your name. God, we ask that you would just be with this world, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be with the people who had the floods and lost everything down south, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Be with the family of those who lost loved ones to the COVID virus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. And as Elder Strayhorn said, I thank God that even our family members who got COVID, God, you did not take them home to be with you. God, you gave us a chance to love up on them a little longer. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, we ask that you would just be with everyone who's lost loved ones, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, and as this is Women's Month, God, hallelujah, Jesus, be with all of the women, God. Strengthen them, for behind every good man is a good woman. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. And I like to say beside every good man is a good woman. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, so be with us all. Cover us. Keep us in your care. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, you're so worthy, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, and prayer is just communication with you, God. So let us commune with you, God. Let us talk with you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us just ask God for what we need, as if you don't know. You know you, and you supply our every need according to your riches and glory. So, God, we thank you for supplying our every need, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said in your word, hide your word in our hearts so we may not sin against you, God. Thank you for your word, God, your Bible, your basic instruction before leaving the earth, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, so that we know how to be more like you. Christian means Christ-like. We, in order to be Christ-like, we have to get in your word, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. So, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your basic instruction, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, we thank you for the communication that you gave to us called prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, as in Matthew, you teach us how to pray, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, as Pastor Constance had us to do at the beginning of the call, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, we thank you, God, for all of the instruction, God. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, God. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah, Jesus. That means God is a healer. God, thank you for healing us. Yay, God. God, thank you for having your way in our life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, thank you for keeping us even when we don't want to be kept. Glory to your name, God. Thank you for not letting us look like what we've been through and what we're going through, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. That we shall continue to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise that's due your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you. We praise you. We adore you and we love you. God, we just thank you. God, can't thank you enough. I thank you for my family. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for having a praying grandmother and a praying grandfather. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. I thank you for Pastors Constance and Jasper, God, following your will and following your way and opening up this doorway for other people, God. Hallelujah, and that people may know you and people may come closer to you, God. And I could just go on and on, but we're getting close to the time, so I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Jasper. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. And Pastor Jasper, so go ahead and close us out in prayer tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
Us in power for prayer.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Lord.
We need your word. We need you on today, Father.
Thank
we praise God for your holy word, Lord. Praise God for your people, Father, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Declare, Lord, proclaim your word this day, Father, that you encourage one another to lift us up, Father, and make us stronger than ever before, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for your will to be done in our life, Father, in our family life, our children. As John said, for me and my house,
yes.
And me and my generation, and me and my children, and me and my wife, and me and my family, and me and my loved ones, Father, Lord. Reach us to the Lord God Almighty, Father, Lord. Without a doubt, he was sure to bring us out. We pray, thank God for your word, Lord. Thank God for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill it with your Holy Spirit. Create in me a clean heart, Father, Lord, so we can walk in your will, so we can walk in thine ways, Father, Lord. Your way is true, Father, Lord. We want to abide in you, and you abide in us, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We just thank God for your holy word, for your people, Lord, in this hour, Lord. We need a time of prayer for our nation, for our family, for our community, Lord, and for our neighbors, Lord, and for this government, Lord. For these states, Father, for Israel, Lord, for your gospel be preached all over the world, Father, Lord, before that day come. Before you come, Father, we got a lot of work to do in Jesus' name, Lord. Let it be your workmanship and do a mighty work for the name of God, for the name of Christ. Amen. Let do what God called us to do, Lord. Let walk in your will, Father. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord, and not by power. It's not by might, Lord. It's by your Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes.
Say the Lord. We praise your holy name, Father.
Yes.
Thank for your holy people, Lord, today, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Fill them with your word, Father, Lord. Help us to walk together and renew mind, Lord. Renew spirit. Reconciliation, Father, Lord. Restore our heart, Father. Restore the body of Christ. Let her true unity, Lord, in our hearts and mind. And I thank you, Lord, we have praised your holy name, Father. We thank you for this day, Lord. And let your will be done, Lord. We shall be a people about our Father's business, Lord. About our Father's business, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
we thank
praise
God
name,
for
Father.
The opportunity. Thank
yes,
each and
Lord.
Every
yes.
minister, man and woman of
yes,
God
Father.
That came and along and shared in
yes,
these prayers
yes.
and the Powerful word
prayer.
Of God tonight.
Powerful
we know word. That prayer changes things.
Always,
and we thank God. We
Amen.
Thank God. We thank
you,
God
thank
for
you.
His word and his prayers going
yes,
forth.
Yes,
and
yes,
we know
yes.
that they will not return void. But,
thank
oh,
God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Prayer changes
Always,
some yes. did. So we thank God for that, and we give God all praises and all honor and all glory for you.
Thank
Go
you.
Forth this week.
God
Have
bless
an
you.
Awesomely blessed week. We love each one of
yes.
you,
and to
God
be
all the glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. We love you.
God,
God
bless you. Love you.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise? Your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. Help us sing it. Every
Our God.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Great job, man.
Yeah. Will God be all
glory. Yeah. Yeah, well, God, I'm trying to. God be